From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world, I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Well, the clock is ticking for my trip back to Los Angeles. The show will begin there on Monday for a long time again. Next hour, investigative mythologist William Henry and new Atlantis prophecy. Stick around for that coast-to-coast ride. Well, in Los Angeles, a JetBlue airliner with its front landing gear stuck sideways landed safely, balancing on its back wheels as it slowed on the runway at Los Angeles International Airport. Pilot and co-pilot just did a superb job here as the front wheels touched on the runway. Flame shot along the tarmac and the tires tore off, leaving the metal gear scraping the runway for the final few yards. The pilots of Flight 292 had discovered the problem as they tried to retract the plane's landing gear shortly after leaving Burbank's Bob Hope Airport. I come and go out of that airport a lot. I like it better than LAX, primarily because it's smaller and you can get in and get out. This plane was bound for New York. With 139 passengers on board, the plane circled the Los Angeles area for 3 hours. Imagine being on that plane, not knowing really what's going to happen to you. And they're circling for 3 hours as the pilots burned off fuel and officials try to determine just how to bring the plane down safely. Federal Aviation Administration spokesperson Don Walker said the Airbus A320 burned off fuel to lighten the plane for landing. The plane first circled the Long Beach Airport about 30 miles south of Burbank, then was cleared to land at Los Angeles International Airport. Baldwin said the pilots had reported a landing gear indication light that went on shortly after takeoff, but all is well. Some of you in Florida, by the way, may have seen a ball of fire. They really don't know what it was last night. Space junk, a large meteor burning up in the atmosphere, who knows what, but dozens and dozens of people from Jacksonville to Fort Pierce flooded the U.S. Coast Guard and police with calls about a mysterious ball of fire seen flying in the sky, and that began at about 7:30 last night. And again, nobody really knows what it was, but some people say it could have been space junk, maybe a meteor burning up in the atmosphere. Hurricane Rita grew into a Category 5 storm with 175-mile-an-hour winds now as it churned over the Gulf of Mexico, and now was expected to make landfall on the Texas or Louisiana coast later this week. As many as 1.3 million other people were ordered to clear out along the Gulf Coast, particularly in New Orleans and Galveston, Texas, to avoid any repeats of the toll of Hurricane Katrina and what it took on those who didn't evacuate when the storm hit just over 3 weeks ago. The death toll from Hurricane Katrina now is around 1,000, miraculously way under what they had thought. But so far, 1,000 confirmed deaths from Hurricane Katrina. And anyways, the evacuations for Galveston, the mandatory ones, are in effect right now. 175-mile-an-hour winds. You know, over the last couple of months, we have had on our program Dr. Luis Turri, and he has been making some predictions, some pretty incredible predictions. As a matter of fact, he predicted a major problem around August 30th. That was Hurricane Katrina. A couple weeks ago, I played a clip from that show, so you had a chance to hear him. Well, then Dr. Turri appeared back on the program and made three more predictions. On one, he said September 8th, there would be dramatic news that would come from police, possibly involving a lot of deaths. Now, I've been trying to track that one. I don't have any information on whether he was accurate on that or not. We'll have Dr. Turri in a moment talk about that. He also said on September 17th, in the Middle East, a possible assassination of someone important. Indeed, that happened right around that time period. A high member of the Iraqi parliament was assassinated. And he also says on September 26th, the same energy that produced Hurricane Katrina will arise again, forcing thousands of people to evacuate an area. Precisely now, Hurricane Rita, and it will probably hit a little before that time period, but very close to September 26. So uncanny are these predictions of Dr. Luis Turri. I've invited him back on Coast to Coast. He will be our guest in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, like the great prophet Nostradamus, Dr. Luis Turi was born and raised in France, and following four incredible, solid UFO experiences, he was influenced to rekindle Nostradamus' methods of divine astrology and spent many years reviving the seer's rare Kabbalistic healing methods. In 1976, he graduated from the Royal School of Music in London with the highest distinction. Then he moved here to the United States in 1984 and has since established himself as a successful hypnotherapist and astropsychologist, author of four books, a powerful motivational speaker. He was on our program several months ago with some predictions. And now I must say, Dr. Turi, of everybody that I've interviewed with specific predictions, your accuracy may be one of the highest I've ever seen. And I needed to bring you back, especially now with Hurricane Rita heading for Texas and Louisiana, to chat with you about that too. But it is simply amazing. I need to know what happens to you, how you get these feelings for you to make the predictions that you make.
Well, first of all, let me thank you to be on the show again. And my heart goes to all the victims, Katrina, and all the victims also that are going to suffer from Rita. Remember when you first had me on your show, George, you asked me how precise I was, and I told you, I leave that to you.
Yes.
Okay, so we got confirmation that I know what I'm talking about, but I have to reemphasize that I don't really predict anything. I use software. I'm very practical, very logical in my methodology, in my research, and I know the timing, and I know the formation, and I know the reason outside of what other people would say, such as the wrath of God or the earth change or the ozone layer. It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with this. What it is coming from a planet called Uranus, the sudden release of energy that transform into earthquake, tornado, hurricane, volcano. Let's put it this way, nature devastating force presently going through the sign of Pisces. Pisces is ruled by Neptune. The Neptune is called Poseidon in Greek mythology, and touch anything that is water. And that's why we have such an impact on our coastline in the United States. And not to mention, of course, or not to forget, the tsunami, which I also predict dead on. So how I do it, to answer your question, I just look at my software, and I look at it, and I seem to be able to foresee the energy that translates from the universe and affect the human experiences, including the weather. And then sometimes I go outside and I sit back and I relax and I look up, and if I see a shooting star or something a little bit weird, there's more intensity taking place. Because after all, I still have to remind you that I was a recording artist. I had nothing to do with prediction work, and it's following those UFOs experience that I was able to understand and logically, rationally, intelligently, scientifically come down to this type of predictions.
See, I've never seen anyone so close to dates, though, in my entire career. I've been doing this now, Luis, for 36 years.
I know, and
you know, there are some people who will make prophecy, and I know you don't like to say that you do that, but there are some people who will say it, and maybe some of them will come true months or years later. You talk about specific dates, within days, these things are coming true.
This is why it's important for your audience to realize, because you have a name, because you're a very powerful political or religious figure, or because you are a well-known psychic or astrologist, doesn't mean you own the golden truth of what it means to be human and the golden truth of the working of the universal mind. I do have it, and I'm going to prove it over and over and over again. You have a guest, or you had a guest, John Rappaport.
Yes.
John Rappaport was blown away a few years ago when I told him in great detail what would transpire in Santa Fe, in Rancho Santa Fe, with the mass suicide. He was there. He saw me at work. He saw me in action. And if you ever talk to him, just tell him, remind him about it, and you see what he's going to tell you.
Well, I will. I talk to John all the time, and of course, that then happened a couple of years ago, way before I even knew you.
Well, it did. I'm not. Hurricane Andrew's certified letter signed to President Clinton about him hurting his knees in Florida. Major disaster. I cannot recall every one of them. Even what transpired tonight. You know, George, I have been giving my book nonstop to thousands of people now. Why just turn to page 240 and read under travel and communication, and on the date of September 21st, you will read, don't take any chance on the road and avoid flying after the full moon. You'd better stay away from anything that moves. The next thing you know, on the date, I clearly said, no, don't fly if you can avoid it. You see what happened in Los Angeles.
Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I don't fly JetBlue, but I fly in and out of the Bob Hope Burbank Airport, and I'm on a plane on Sunday.
Well,
it's strange.
It is very strange. And also, as far as my predictions of the police that you mentioned earlier, you have to remember that a lot of police officers committed suicide during the Katrina disaster.
Yes,
many,
that's
many
true.
Of them walk away from their job. And I got tons of emails from Ireland saying that a lot of people shot at the police. And in my newsletters, you have all the details, all that comes on from from the people that support my work. And all the details, if you really want to double check the prediction in great detail, they are in my newsletters.
Well, you know what? And let me tell you, I think you may be right there, too, because it didn't dawn on me, because what you did say was dramatic news will come from police.
That's right.
Possibly involving a lot of deaths. Well, there's been a lot of deaths,
well,
of course.
And the day that I mentioned, sorry to cut you off, because I'm channeling the information. Over 20 or 30,000 body bags were sent to the location.
Well, and also, though, it is unprecedented to get that kind of dramatic news about police coming
right.
from police, where the police chief was basically saying, we've got a very severe morale problem. We've got 1,500 police officers, 200 of them have just walked off their job. They've quit. They've, mm-hmm. you know, they've several of them have attempted and committed suicide. That is, you know, you are three for three.
Not to forget that I also, and it's on your website still, give the date for a serious development of the Natalie Holloway dilemma, and those three guys were freed on the day they would be.
That's true.
It is there too. It's on my newsletter in great detail.
We're going to put a link up. We're going to put a link up of your website, drturi.com, on the coasttocoastam.com website, just so it'll be easier for people
to
get to your website, Luis, and connect and see what you do.
Most importantly, I am still offering my book, Moon Power, for free, and people can trace it back. They can go and turn to page to August 29, to the 20th, the date that I gave again, and they will see what I wrote a year and a half ago. It's not just in June. I wrote this book a year and a half ago, and the beauty of my work, if there is beauty in doing such negative prediction, is that it's well documented because of the printing process. But I don't have a spiritual pride. I am not here to you know, I'm not cocky. I just want to help people, okay? And I want to give an option for people to rely on something that is real. There's so many people out there, as I said earlier, that have names that are wasting and taking away the true values of what I have to offer. So I need to reclaim the true gift here and give it to people. And I have to thank you again, because it's because of you and people like Outbell that I was able to make an impact in the world and start to get to be known in terms of my predictive work.
You know, I'm almost afraid, Luis, to ask you what you're beginning to see beyond September 26th.
Oh, I don't think I want to scare your audience.
I don't think we need it right now. You back for that.
But you know, I always teach my students that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. The only thing I want to tell you and prepare your audience is that this sudden release of energy called the Uranus, which actually means also uranium, which means the nuclear devices, will be into the sign of Pisces for a few years to come. And once this planet moves out of the sign of Pisces, the wrath of God, if I may use that word, will cease. It's just a celestial water that has been with us for billions of years, but you had no coast to coast to make people aware of that. You had no pen and no paper to report an earthquake or a tornado or a hurricane. We are living in this age of technology, but this has been with us forever. And it is not the end of the world. It is the quickening is based upon the motion of those planets that interact with this Earth. And it's all a very natural process. And I don't think, even though that is, people are not used to such drastic weather pattern, to panic. You know, it was there before. It will happen again.
They're cycles, aren't they?
They're just cycles. And cycles, like you have droughts, like you have, it's just nature in harmony with the universal mind, as every single affairs of the human's affair are under the jurisdictions of the planets. Sad enough, science is not aware of it just yet, and I'm trying so hard every possible way to connect with scientists. And instead of fearing the ridicule or, being thought as being impractical, this should give me a chance, because I do have something valuable for science. But when they don't honor the very words of science and research when it comes to me, there's not much you can do to constantly put it out there through the media with your help.
You know, Lisa, it is unfortunate that people die from these calamities. However, I must ask you, is the planet basically going through a cycle? And like we talked about, these things have happened in the past, but is it a cycle that it needs to do for itself? I've always believed the Earth was alive.
Absolutely.
Just like we are. Is this a natural, normal thing for the planet to do, these big storms and things? Maybe it just has something to do with re-energizing the planet. I don't know, but that possible?
Yes, absolutely. You have to remember, in June 2006, part of my prediction, the head of the dragon will be moving into the sign of Pisces. We already have a Uranus into the sign of Pisces. And that's going to bring all the affairs of Neptune. And Neptune rules oil. Neptune rules oceans. Neptune rules religion. Neptune rules confinement, church, synagogue, asylum, chemical, doctor prescriptions. Neptune is a planet that rules anything and everything that dwells with magic, the spirit, so to speak. And with the dragon moving in Pisces in June and conjuncting with the sudden release of energy, which is Uranus, you can expect a lot of action on our coastline, a lot of rebirthing, restructuring. Put it this way, there is a lot of people, and you know it well, that are making billions of dollars, abusing, gouging oil price, doing all
these things. Absolutely.
So there is also a form of karma, as the Dalai Lama mentioned on Larry King. There is also a form of karma touching the world, and I can only agree with that. So it's just balancing energy that is forcing the entire Neptunian energy, again, oil, chemical, the religious values, all this being changed because the planet of Uranus regulates the future and the sudden release of energy. Those two planets are totally mismatched in this sign. They are in fault. They are not happy together. Uranus was technology, television, the future, UFOs, the incredible, the impossible, geniuses. And Einstein was born with a very powerful Uranus. And this planet is into a sign, which is Pisces, which is controlled by Neptune. And Neptune rules anything that dwells with religion, the past, dogmatic teachings, drugs, oil, chemical. And those two energy do not match each other. So when they actually combine their force together, they just show their utmost power in a very destructive way through the weather. But that is a natural process. There is nothing apocalyptic about it. And it did happen in many, many times before a certain time, and seen as the Noah's Ark and all this water going all over the place. This is a timing. It's a clock.
Luis, what's your schedule like? Do you want to take phone calls for the next half hour?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll keep you on hold, and then we'll open up the phone lines. I'll give those numbers in just a moment so you can ask a question or two of Dr. Luis Turri. With, I'm just telling you, just absolutely stunning results on those events that he told us about. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. The ruins of an ancient temple built by a long-vanished kingdom in southern India are being excavated right now by archaeologists who say that the Hindu sanctum may have been destroyed centuries ago by a tsunami. The temple was found in the region affected by that December 26 Asian tsunami, and they say the discovery now poses very interesting questions about the history of tsunamis. The temple appears to have been built between the 2nd century BC and the 1st century AD. It was excavated this month just north of a port town 30 miles south of Madras by a team from the Government Archaeological Survey of India. The archaeologists are trying to determine the date of that tsunami, which may have destroyed the temple from sand and seashells found at a brick structure. He said, normally we don't see sand and shells that far inland, so they think a tsunami occurred thousands of years ago. That is an interesting story indeed. Hey, the October issue, by the way, speaking of interesting, of the After Dark newsletter, is going to key in on werewolves, vampires, it's a psychics. It's a perfect, perfect Halloween edition. And speaking of perfect as well, you get a CD, a free one, Art Bell's interview with Father Malachi Martin called Perfect Possession when you subscribe or renew your After Dark newsletter. So call 1-888-727-5505. There are operators there right now. 1-888-727-5505. Or go online, coasttocoastam.com, and you can get that CD if you want. Give it away as a holiday gift if you like, but I bet you'll keep it. 1-888-727-5505 online, coasttocoastam.com. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie, Dr. Luis Turri, our guest this hour. Your phone calls. Luis, my curiosity's killing me. I have to ask you, I guess. What do you see in October? Is there anything
coming up? Yes, I already signed an email to your webmaster, Lex, and I give some dates, but if you want me to elaborate a little bit.
Just a few, sure.
All right, so October the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th. I'm going to stay with the same energy, you know, the police, death. Let's keep those keywords in entrance. Let's put it that way. It's not going to be a good energy. The second one is October 15, 16, and 17. Now I see an earthquake, might be a volcano, but definitely some news about oil and Natalie Holloway again.
Okay.
And the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, that's the one that I hate most because it's, again, will be a reflection of what's going to take place in the next 2 or 3 days.
All right, we'll keep monitoring.
I hate to say that, but I hope it's not going to be in the United States. But it looks like if it could very well hit again.
Okay.
That's the sad reality. Now, another thing I have to mention to you: an anchor from Channel 3 in Phoenix is. Is listening to your show for years now, and he took a chance on me. The TV crew came here, and they asked me a date, and I gave the date of after tomorrow for a repetition of Katrina, and the people can see the show from my website.
And now let me ask you for a clarification on October 22, 23, 24. Are you saying that's going to be a new reflection of the weather or something else?
That's let's put it this way. It's going to be forcing again thousands of people out of their homes. I don't want to scare people. I don't want to go into the detail. I don't want to manipulate the super conscious in time and space.
I understand.
I can only prepare people for those 3 dates. And
okay,
said,
but
your webmaster.
But it may not be weather related.
It will be. It will be weather related.
It will be. Okay, let's go to the phones. We'll pick it up by going to our wild card line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay, go ahead, please.
I was wondering if he's familiar with the one Nostradamus' quatrains that refers to someone who is going to be responsible for the spiritual awakening in the 21st century.
I heard that a lot, my friend, and I have to only repeat myself. I have nothing to do with Nostradamus. I have been called the new Nostradamus, but I want to keep myself clear from that. I don't know if I would be able to take on such a challenge. As far as I am concerned, maybe someone else will do it, but so far I haven't seen anybody doing what I do.
You may be, though, and I've heard people call you the modern-day Nostradamus.
That's correct, but as I said, no, I'm not. I don't have any spiritual pride. I'm here to help people, and I'm not interested in fame and things like that. I'm a very private man.
East of the Rockies, we find you on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Mike from Cleveland.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing? Pleasure to speak with you. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm a former police officer. I was wondering if you could tell me if there's anything for the east, the northeast area, because it seems like, unfortunately, for people on the west side and the golf course have been getting terrible tragedies over that way. If anything would be, anything we can be aware of here or have knowledge of.
Okay, anything around the Midwest, Luis, or the Northeast?
Yes, indeed. So there's that. It's not just when it comes to the police on the news that I predict earlier. It doesn't have to be, it could be anytime, anywhere, I'll put it this way. But as far as the police is concerned, I did a TV show on the Discovery Channel, the Learning Channel, excuse me, with the FBI and the CIA. And I give them full proof of the value of astropsychology. I was literally blowing away these people by telling them about flat feet, about them being able to speak Japanese or to do things that only themselves knew. And even with the full fact in their face, they still did not support my work in astropsychology because, again, the fear of the ridicule. So the police is completely under the jurisdiction of Pluto. So when you get moon power and you read Pluto or Scorpio is in charge, this is when the police force is extraordinarily vulnerable. And I hope one of these days the responsible that are in charge of our courageous police officers will educate their police officers when this planet is in charge, because this is where you guys get killed. I've been watching this for years now, and it's very, very serious. Pluto and Scorpio control the police force, and you need to know, and you need to be aware when you go out and the planet is in charge for 2 or 3 days so that you can save your life. This is a fact.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you being on the program. First-time caller line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. First-time caller. I've been listening to you for quite some time.
Well, thanks for joining us.
I'm really impressed with the doctor's attitude. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. My name is James, and I've been a resident there all my life. And, of course, I wasn't alive at the time that the Horseshoe Lake was developed because of the New Madrid Fault earthquake at that time. And while I was growing up, I did feel a tremor. In fact, our whole family did while we were sitting at the dinner table in the 70s. My question is, does this doctor feel that there's something active there that could happen within my lifetime, and what effect will it have as far as the bypass ways from the Mississippi to the Gulf Coast, which is a vital necessity of transporting goods up and down the north.
It's great question, because years ago, Luis, of course, the Mississippi turned direction because of the New Madrid Fault and a major earthquake.
That's correct. Yes, well, again, as I said earlier, the planet Uranus into the sign of Pisces will definitely affect area, especially the Mississippi River area. So you're definitely on for some activity over there. When probably in time of a full moon, or when the moon is in the sign of Pisces, waning, or on the tail of the dragon. And again, unless you're a student, I would speak Chinese to you. So just get my book and just keep an eye on it, and that will help you. That's all I can tell you for now.
You know,
be ready.
And I've got to tell you, you put it right on the line. You do not hold back. You stick your neck out. You
absolutely.
You name names, you name dates, and you just do it.
That's right. I'm real. Before we find out in time.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Diane from Austin.
Hi, Diane. Go ahead, please.
Well, it feels kind of like a battle zone down here.
And you should be. And you should be ready.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
It's strange. I feel like we're being bombed. I'm curious. At this point, you know, I tell a few people, hey, you know, in the scientific community, there's a lot of people really wondering about the Russians and this manipulation of weather, and they think I'm nuts, of course. But at this point, I'm like, when this is just direct hits.
And it has nothing to do with manipulation of weather. It has nothing to do with the ozone layer. It is simply the stars. I've explained that earlier. But, you know, again, you come to me because of your education, because of your information, because of your experience or your perceptions. Mine are totally different. So yours are as good as mine. Now time will tell.
Diane, thanks for your call. International Line, where are you calling from? Hi.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi there. I'm calling from Ontario.
All right, go ahead.
Long-time listener. I appreciate the quality of guests that you put on your show.
Thank you.
Very well-informed people. I'm in the agreement with your guest there that the heightened awareness comes from the happenings of the past, and it shows you what the future holds based on what has happened in the past.
Right.
I know you don't believe in coincidences.
I do not.
The one thing that I do notice a lot happening to me, and I don't call for it, is a heightened awareness of events that might happen or are going to happen. And I wanted to get a hold of you earlier based on the prediction that your guest made with regards to the police. I was in full belief that it was the New Orleans police, that they were going to be taking people out of their homes. The announcement of that was all over the news. Also that I had seen a second one, a second hurricane coming right up behind the first one in the New Orleans area, just like John Hogue did the other night. And I'm just wondering if your guest knows, and I think he does, who the next Antichrist is.
Good question. The Antichrist is, again, a myth, the closest guess I would have for you is Osama bin Laden.
That's who you believe. It very well could be.
Yes.
The hurricane and the treachery that it brings, Louisiana, specifically New Orleans, cannot take any more water.
Absolutely not.
If they get 3 inches, they said, of rainwater, for example, or flooding water, that's it. They can't handle it.
Now, and sad enough, this hurricane is going to be more devastating than the first one.
This is powerful. Already 175 mile an hour.
It's going to be bad. And I'm glad that this time the local authority moved the millions of people. It's still in progress. People are moving out of the area. And this hurricane, even though that they have a trajectory for it, may not necessarily go the way scientists have presumed.
Well, what's so shocking, Luis, is we've got 2 more months of hurricane season.
Well, this is why I'm giving you those dates. The next dates are October 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
I hate to
say that, but there's no accident, there is no coincidence for me to be on your show and passing on those dates to the media.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on with Dr. Luis Turri on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
You just answered my question about the devastation in of course, New Orleans and Texas, but I have another question.
Sure.
I live in Kansas City, Missouri, and I live by the fault line.
Mm.
What are your predictions, if any, about any possibilities of an earthquake?
Well, I give the dates of October 15, 16, and 17, and you be sure you're going to have an earthquake on those days. Hopefully, it's not going to be on your area, but if you live in a fault line, you're going to be jumping, obviously. You know, if you don't want any earthquake, you got to go on the moon. It's a dead place. Again, the earth is alive, and it's a blessing that we still have earthquakes.
And I got to tell you, Kansas City is on the farther end of the fault line than, for example, Memphis is or St. Louis. But they're pretty well close to that New Madrid fault.
I also see a volcano eruption on the dates of the 15, 16, and 17.
Okay, but you don't know where.
No, remember that if NASA was willing to share the activity of the fault with me, chances are I would be able with them to pinpoint location. But that's not the case.
I mean, we don't ask for too much from you, Luis, do we? We ask for dates, events, and now we want to know where.
The point is, you know, NASA, the USGS, or the Seismology Institutes of California has never been able to tell you when or where so far, and millions of dollars are geared into this research. By the time the electronic equipment tells you there is an earthquake, it's already too late. I can predict earthquake a year, 2 years ahead of time, 10 years ahead of time, looking at universal structure.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. Hello there.
Hi, George. It's Debbie in Santa Monica, California.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thank you for a fantastic show. I wanted to ask Dr. Turi if he sees anything happening in Southern California.
Well, Southern California is a earthquake-prone area. Southern California is a tsunami-prone area. And I can only tell you, honey, that anything with earthquake that I've seen, if there is any, and it will be, is on the 15, 16, and 17 of October. Hopefully, it's not going to be in California. Again, remember, don't work with USGS. They don't want me there because I give free information. I don't take your tax dollars.
Okay, Debbie, is that satisfy you?
It does. It says, can I ask another quick one about the nuclear?
Sure. Yeah.
Does he see anything happening?
About what?
With nuclear weapons?
Honey, I don't want to go there just yet. Let's deal first with Rita. But I can tell you just a little bit. In 2 years from now, the tail of the dragon will be entering the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, which regulates nuclear exchanges. We are not there just yet, and I don't want to manipulate the superconscious by making you think in the wrong way. Remember, the future is the reincarnation of the thought, and we are all responsible. We can turn events in our direction. God did not put us on Earth just to die of a miserable end or through a nuclear holocaust. We can change things. You just have to keep a positive attitude. First, I want to start negative, but I can push on the positive area, too.
I was going to say, Luis, can we all collectively, we've tried these things before, can we all think positively and get this Category 5 hurricane to drop down to a 2 or a 1?
Now. It's a little bit too late now. You gotta play with the energy. It's not about energy, George. You got to play with it at the birthing of the energy, not when it's in full motion. It's like trying to stop a car going 150 miles per hour. You can stop the car when it starts to get in motion. And then mankind is not yet trained to use the forces of the subconscious. Mankind is not aware of the superconscious in time and space and its powers just yet. We are just in the process of learning to understand the divine, to understand the force outside of religion, outside of dogmatic teaching that have poisoned this world last 2,000 years. And then when we get connected with extraterrestrial around 2012, all this consciousness will switch to a very high level. Mankind is in the process of jumping high in elevating his own vibration. This is a very interesting time we are living, George.
Luis, I will be back in Los Angeles when these other dates occur, so we'll be able to monitor these with you right there and possibly get you back on again, obviously, as we track those dates. Your website, which one do you prefer, Dr. Turi one or the Emerald Energies?
Well, actually, put the drturi.com.
Okay, and it's T-U-R-I.
Yes.
For people who want to know how you spell it. And doctor, it's just the D-R, right?
That's good. drturi.com. And again, if I may mention, my newsletter is free, Moon Power is free. Just please help me to pass on my message to the world.
You got that. Doctor, thank you. Let's be in touch. You're a godsend, and you're very important to this program.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, Joe.
You too. That's Dr. Luis Turi. And I'm telling you, I've looked at these predictions, and in the beginning, you know, you're always a little suspect. I'm not anymore. In a moment, investigative mythologist William Henry joins us with a discussion about Atlantis. And much more. If you have a computer, you might want to start looking at some of the sketches and artwork that William has supplied us, because he'll be talking about that throughout the program this evening. If you don't have a computer, well, we'll try to paint pictures for you so you get a better understanding of what William Henry's talking about. I'll be back in a moment. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.